If you're a parent, teacher, or school leader, and you're sick and tired of the frustration, anger, and unfair treatment of children at high risk in our public schools, then perhaps it's time for all of us to do something about it. In this podcast, Dr. Amitra Berry brings you tips, tools, strategies, and tactics to build successful solutions while touching, moving, and inspiring all of us to transform our schools so that every child thrives. Here's your host, Dr. Berry.
Education is the key to unlock the golden door of freedom. George Washington Carver. Much more than just a peanut man. Welcome back, Equity Warriors. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Educational Equity for Emancipation, the podcast where I tackle the inequalities in our educational system and look to open doors for every learner. Make sure you subscribe to show and turn on notifications. In what we'll call the landscape of public education, there is a storm a-coming. I'm going to focus today on North Carolina because of a report that's just come out recently, but this is, if not just a national crisis, it's an international crisis because I am seeing the same issue in more than just the United States, and that is that teachers are leaving their jobs at a rate that is unsustainable, and it is a symptom of deeper issues in the educational system, issues of appreciation, of compensation, of support, and I'll even say an issue of equity because of things like book bans and stifling free speech. And I've noticed something, and that is that the rates of abandonment or teachers leaving the profession, the rates are highest in states across the South and other red states. I'm just saying, draw your own conclusions. In the last year, North Carolina saw a number of teachers walking out of the classroom that they referred to as unprecedented. An 11.5% attrition rate. Now, that's over in that state. That's more than 10,000 educators who've said, deuces, I'm out. Enough is enough. These people state that they are underpaid and undervalued. And this isn't just about the numbers. It's about the quality of education that children will receive because of this turnover, this attrition. This is a significant portion of the state's teaching force. There are roughly 90,000 educators in North Carolina. And as we sort of peel the layers on this onion, we find that there's a mix of dissatisfaction, of discouragement. The situation is compounded by challenges that schools face in filling the vacancies. And sure, there are ongoing efforts for recruitment and new teachers are being hired, but the reality is that many of these positions, these open teaching positions, are filled by people who are alternatively licensed. And that simply means that they haven't taken the traditional route to certification. And so there are some concerns about their preparation and the support that they would need to thrive in the classroom. Now, I'm the first to say that alternative certification does not mean you're a bad teacher. I was alternatively licensed. When I first got a teaching credential, it was an emergency credential. And then I went back to school through a teacher's college to get my multi-subject and single subject credentials. So, and I never had a bad evaluation. I had high scores. My kids had a great time in my classroom. So alternative certification does not equal bad teaching. It just means that there are some things that need to be learned and there is additional support that needs to be provided. Now, as North Carolina is dealing with this issue, the National Education Association, the NEA, has ranked North Carolina at 46th in the nation. So out of 51, if we include DC, for starting teacher pay, minimum salary in North Carolina. Minimum starting salary is $39,000, and that's not a whole lot higher than their average pay, which is $69,671. I'm going to put that into perspective. When I took my first teaching assignment in California in 1993, that's 31 years ago, my starting salary was $36,000. 30 years ago. When we think about the role that teachers play in shaping future generations, it's clear that financial recognition does not match their societal contribution. Their financial recognition does not come close to matching the time and effort that they put into getting a bachelor's degree and for some advanced teaching credential. So in all of this, yes, there are some efforts and ways to move forward. Now, the state, their one response is that they've increased starting salaries for teachers next year. Whoopee! New minimum, $41,000. And they're proposing average raises of 7% over the next 2 years. But there's still this question, is that enough to stem the tide of teachers leaving? Now, here's a math problem for you to ponder. A little bit more perspective. California just passed a $20 per hour minimum wage law for fast food workers. $20 an hour for flipping burgers. You do the math. This, what's happening in North Carolina, reflects a broader issue, and it's that there's a system in which public educators are asked to do more with less. Teachers across North Carolina and across many states are voicing their need for more than just a paycheck. They want respect. They want resources to do their jobs effectively. And they want recognition that acknowledges their crucial role in society. Within that narrative, we find this truth about the value of teachers. They're more than just employees. They're not just public servants. They are mentors. They are leaders. They're the architects of our future. When they leave the classroom, they take with them experience, knowledge, potential for a more educated and enlightened society. As we look further in the implications of teacher turnover, it becomes clear that the issue isn't just about filling positions, but about creating an environment where educators feel valued and want to stay. This teacher exodus has far-reaching consequences. It impacts not just the teachers and their livelihoods, but it also impacts the quality of education that children receive. Imagine classrooms swelling in size, right? Because fewer teachers, we've got to put the body somewhere so class sizes get bigger. You lose that personal touch. Substitute teachers become a frequent sight. And if those substitute teachers are not long-term, they're not there for a semester or a year, it's even worse. And this is what's happening, not just in North Carolina, but across a number of states. The story will continue to unfold. We need to keep looking at it. We need to take action. So what can you do? Start with community engagement. Have a dialogue. Have a conversation within your community about the importance of supporting teachers. You can advocate for better teacher pay. You can advocate for better teacher working conditions. Join your PTA. And then there are mentorship programs. If you're an experienced educator, how about mentoring a new teacher? Even if you're retired, mentor a new teacher. Your guidance can make a crucial difference in whether a teacher feels supported and stays in the profession or decides to leave and take a customer service job that will pay them $45,000 a year to work from home. Folks, this is a wake-up call. Our teachers are the backbone of the future. They shape our little children's minds to lead tomorrow, so it's time to step up. Get involved. Go to those school board meetings, voice your concerns, vote for measures that support our educators, because your civic engagement can influence policies that may help retain teachers and uphold the quality of education. As we close today, I want you to remember that educational equity isn't just about students. It's about ensuring that those who teach them are given the respect and resources they deserve. So, until next time, stay informed, stay involved, and don't worry about the things you cannot change. Change the things you can no longer accept. I'll see you next time.
That's it for today's episode of the 3E Podcast. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in a grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 value private VIP day with Dr. Berry herself. Be sure to head over to 3epodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Dr. Berry's gift. Then join us on the next episode.